bugger me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am.
Sure.
Aloha.
How are you doing, Barbara?
Everybody? Great. Oh, I'm in great spirits tonight.
Great.
How are you doing?
Good. I think it's the Christmas spirit. We just put our tree up. Did you put yours up yet, Barbara?
No, but I want one. But Priscilla, my daughter, says we should just get a fake one because sometimes we leave it up so long. In fact, I just vacuumed up some more needles in a behind the furniture, and we were laughing so hard about that, both of us. I'm glad she has such a good sense of humor at 14.
I understand. I mean, I like that this also that this is Friday, and you know what it means when it's Friday, right?
Well, yes, and I'd like to find out if Dale and Richard and family have put up their tree. Aloha, Dale and Richard.
Aloha, Dale and Richard.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I got to tell
Aloha.
You this. We just have a fake tree, and I'd suggest it. They sell them at Walmart very cheap, and they're beautiful. But anyway, okay. What I wanted to tell you is so much before I get to the phone call. I wanted to start off with Sex and the City. Everybody's talking about it. It's all over the news, everything. She wrote, well, should I tell you or what?
No.
Well, I don't care.
No, don't
spoil it. You can ruin it for me.
No, Richard, it's not.
But
no.
I don't know. The listeners might not want it ruined.
Okay, if you don't want to know about Sex and the City, then bleep me out. It's all over the internet, but bleep me out, okay? All I can say is this. They killed the main character, which Mr. Big, and I mean, they made a beautiful love scene before, and then she kills him. He's on that palatonium bicycle, and he's, you know, bicycling, and he has a heart attack. But anyway, the devastation went to Palatone stock dropped $5 a share and is still dropping. People all over the internet are pissed off.
No way.
You can't believe, among other things they've done. And, I mean, there's no Samantha, of course. They all look pretty old, and it's not the same as it was. And I don't know. I'll give it two more times because the second show was all about his funeral. But, I mean,
that's bad.
It's
generous.
Really bad because, you know,
two
all she's going to do is go away. Huh?
After that review, you're going to give it two more times?
Well, I paid for the darn thing, $9.99 for the month, so I'm going to watch two more. And that's it. And then if it doesn't meet to my expectations, I'm giving it up. I can't believe that she would be. I'm sorry, I'm so upset. I can't believe she'd be that stupid to do that. And then I read about Mr. Big, John Noth. He was upset about it. I mean, it's just like everybody's upset
ending?
About it. Huh?
Okay, well, what did she do? If he died on a Peloton, what did she really do to him?
Oh, nothing. She decided to go with Charlotte to a recital of her kid instead of going up to the mountains where she would go with Big. And she didn't want to do that, but she owed it to Charlotte to do it. So in the process of her leaving, he got on the Palatonin bike, and he was exercising with the girl talking to him, you know, and he had a massive heart attack. And then when she got home, you know, she like freaked out totally. And no one calls 911 in this whole mess. You know, it's.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just upset. I'm sorry.
But Dale, in real life, how horrible is that for the Peloton company to be going downhill just because. And now what's going to happen with that, do you think?
Well, let me tell you, their share of stock, the high, was $171. It's down to $73 a share.
Oh, no. Is there a lawsuit that is going to come out of this?
No, they can't do that because I gave them permission to use. They didn't know what they were going to use it for. But it's the writing is like, I didn't even sleep last night thinking about
You're
this.
You're very
what
unhappy. What about Richard? Does he watch it?
No, he didn't get a chance to watch it this time.
I don't watch that stuff. So. I only watch good shows.
I'm really not that into it. But don't you find it distracting?
Why don't you take your call?
What?
The news out there right now about the two actresses that have hate for each other, which is Sarah Jessica Parker and the other one who plays Samantha, they despise each other. That's distracting to me. Is it
Well, that's what's so weird. In the first thing that they did talk about Samantha a lot, that she moved to London and that her and Carrie had a falling out and they don't speak to each other anymore. And on the second one, when they showed Big's grave, they had flowers, and Carrie goes, "I told him no flowers." Anyway, they said this came in the mail, and it was a letter from Samantha saying my condolences. But I was just, it's a downer.
Oh, but so Samantha's character wasn't really in it?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Well,
they didn't replace her with something. No, it's just. And then on top of that, the gay guy, what's his name? The one who died.
I don't know, but I know who you're talking about. He's small.
Yeah. Anyway,
Richard, you chuckling.
Richard, just be quiet and listen.
What's so funny, Richard?
Listen, I got to get my frustration out, please. Anyway,
no.
I can't think. I was saying at the moment, but I will. And he had passed away during the filming of this, Sex and the City, and he's in it. They left him in it, which is,
that's deep. Ooh.
Stanley, she called him Stanley.
Right.
So it's just like, I don't know what to tell anybody. I just don't know what to say, but it's all over
don't
the internet.
Buy it.
No, it was on national TV. I already bought it, so I'm stuck with it. So
no,
I got
other people are listening. It's a warning.
Well, I
tell
them if you don't
hear, do not like it at all.
If you don't
want
to be on a downer, then don't buy it. Okay, let's go to the first call. So I
all right.
Out of my, I got four to tell you guys.
347, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, who's this?
This is Marie. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Marie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Okay. Have you heard our rant about Sex and the City? I'm sorry. Have you heard my rant about Sex and the City?
No, but I'm betting that it was real.
Johnny, is she there?
Are you there?
Yeah, she's laughing at you.
Answer the question, ma'am.
I need to concentrate, please, so cool it. Okay, so is she there?
Yeah.
All right, can you speak up, please?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Speak into the phone. If you have us on speaker or whatever the problem is, can you speak in the phone?
I'm literally talking into the phone right now.
Okay. So how can I help you?
So basically, my question has to do with love and romance.
Mm-hmm.
I've been actively trying to seek out a potential partner, but I haven't really found, quality men. And I don't know if it's like the whole situation with the pandemic or if it's me.
It's not you. It's a pandemic. And I've been hooked on watching this show, 90 Days, Fiancé. Where they even, bring men over from different countries or women over. It's quite interesting. I'm not saying to do that, but it's not you at all. the quality and the type of men that are on your dating service is the problem. So you might want to switch dating services or to join 2, 3, or 4 of them to see what will come up. Because I do see you definitely meeting somebody and being happy. And I see the person with the name, with the initial J, like John or Jack. And I see you being involved with them, and I see it being a very happy relationship. But did you get that? Because I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's reassuring.
Okay, I just need you to respond, which would be helpful, okay? Was there anything else you needed to know?
No, that was it, basically. I mean, other than what I'm doing already, is there something that I could do to move this along or make sure that I don't...
How many have you joined? How many have you joined? Any?
So I've joined one, and I guess it's not the right one.
Apparently. So just try 2 or 3 or 4 more. It'll be fine. You will meet the right person. It's just going to take a little time, and it's not instant and doesn't happen overnight, okay?
Okay. Got it.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Barbara.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny, you want to give your phone number out?
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874.
For a free reading, if you want to call in now.
Okay.
All right. So, Barbara,
I want to go back to the caller. I want to talk to you, Dale, about the caller.
Oh, yeah.
It was so interesting because you knew that she was on a dating site and she hadn't even told you that. And then I was going to ask her, if nobody else was going to ask her, what dating site she was on, but you then said, well, what one are you on? And she said, I'm on one. And you said, apparently it's not the right one. I mean, that is it. So she needs to go and change her dating service. But then I was thinking, it's not even just about that's where you're going to find your guy. Just being one kind of opens you up to it, and maybe you're going to meet the guy on your own street corner. You know what I mean? At the grocery store. So I just feel like the dating service thing opens you up to having dates. What do you think about that, Dale?
It does. But I'm so hooked on watching 90 Day. It's another one. Obsession. 90 Day Fiancé. And I don't know if you get it at all. But, I mean,
I just said me too. That is my guilty pleasure. I love that show for 3 years. I haven't watched it lately, though.
For a year, I probably haven't.
Is it good again? I mean, it's always been so funny.
I'm up till 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean, my husband will come home at 7 or 8 after Grubhub or whatever, and then we sit and we watch it for 3-4 hours a night. I mean, I don't know where you left off, but we have Mohammed and all kinds of people. And, you know, it's just they give you 4 different people on this 90 day. That's something you might be interested in, Johnny. 90 days to watch Fiancé. They have so many of them. But on Roku, you can find it under Discovery Channel. I have like 50 to watch if I want. And I was watching one. So obsessed with. I mean, I subscribe to the Discovery Plus channel, $4.99 a month, because they've moved HGTV over to there, and that's one of my favorites. So then, you know, all the fix them up shops, I like that. But when you're doing all the 90 Day Fiancés, it's on that Discovery Plus for $4.99, and it's incredible what's on there. I was so hooked on one. Jenny, and I can't pronounce his name, but how she went and got, he brought a girl over and, they brought someone over and their whole love affair, because he was a different race, a different nationality, whatever. and how they worked through it. He was actually from India, and I got so into India because they would show so much footage on India and what's going on in India, and he was Hindu, and they have arranged marriages, and they don't allow outside of the race. So it was very interesting, and I must have watched
it.
It
really
episode.
Is. I love the one that went up through the anaconda, and he got all the equipment, and he was going all the way up through the river, and the girl he was meeting was really sexy and mm-hmm. young and gorgeous, and they got to each other, and it was not easy. Well, she wanted to take him swimming on the river, and he put this thing on his private parts, which was like a net, and you cinch it around the top because of the fear. He had so many fears, and he was such a nerd, this total pasty white boy way up there. Oh, my gosh. And he put that thing on his private part and to go swimming with her, and she thought, oh, my gosh, what is this? But they actually did fall in love. Isn't that crazy? And then he went crazy. He had some psychotic, crazy moment. He ran, and the people were with machetes, actually really with machetes, trying to rob them. And he was just out having some psychotic deal, running from his love. Oh,
no,
it was really crazy, and it was all real.
I know. I didn't see that one. What's it called, or do you know what it's called?
No, but I will look that one up for you because that's a must-see. That one,
okay,
and all my family was really into it, too.
They have so many. They have 90 Day Fiancé. They have, then they have where they all talk about it. And
was the 90 Day Fiancé. It was that. But, I mean, there are so many episodes, but I have to find you. It was that Anaconda River. What is that area, Richard, up there? It's just wetlands. It's just total. Crocodiles.
Oh, what country?
Well, you travel up this river, and they have the anaconda snake in it.
Oh.
That ring a bell?
Is that down on the Amazon or something?
Like, yeah, the Amazon River.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait,
what is
that?
Okay.
All up there, way up in some tiny village, way up there.
Well, the Amazon River goes a lot of miles all the way across South America, literally. And, from the Atlantic till it gets way up in the mountains on the west side and all that. So,
he went way up there, traveled on the boat, many trips.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge
mm-hmm.
thing, and the camera people followed, but they wouldn't help him much, and he was sitting there for hours, and she wasn't there, and finally she came, and dirt roads, and, I mean, the family loved her. The family was a family, no running water and all that, but, cared about who she was with and had to approve of this man who did not speak any of the language. It was crazy. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even believe how entertaining this show, 90 Day Fiancé, was.
I am trying to get Richard to watch it. He watches it. We had two very, did you see the one with the two heavy, fat sisters? Did you see that one?
I haven't seen it for a year, but I saw the twins. Remember the twins? Remember those twins? With the long, fake brown hair wig, and they were very, long fingernails, and they were, but the one twin went and was so in love with this guy in the Eastern Bloc somewhere, like that, and, that was dramatic. That was very, and she had an alcohol problem, which made it very dramatic.
I was caught up between Danielle and Mohammed, and he was from one of those countries, where they have Muslims, and so she was like 30 years older than him, and all she kept doing is crying. I mean, she brings him over to this country, and he's saying he's not here because he wants a green card, and I was like,
what are you drinking?
I mean, it's just, I just was so caught up. I couldn't get out of it. Now, my husband had come home today, and he goes, I want to see the one with the black guy who is a singer. I want to see that. I said, not now. We can't watch it during the day, because if we do, we're gone. That's it. I mean, eight hours.
I'm leaving.
Your day's over, because it is addictive. It's like a guilty pleasure. It really is. Like the white guy who went over and was so in love with the Vietnamese girl, or the older, 30-year older man that goes and he's in love with the African hottie. You know, this is on TV, people. It's quite entertaining. I must say it is.
I looked it up, and they do get paid money. They get paid $1,000 to $1,500 an episode. Did you see the one with Big Ed? I was so hooked on that.
Wait, how much per episode did you say?
$1,500.
And that's a lot for some people who are totally broken.
Yes.
Like countries that are third world.
We should go on it.
Would you like to be a caller?
All of them. Oh, what?
Would you like to be a caller?
Go ahead.
All right. Area code 434, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Khalil. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
And what was your name again, sweetie?
Khalil, and last name's Reed.
Khalil, is that a Hawaiian name?
It's an Arabic name.
Oh, okay. Because they have the same name in Hawaii. Khalil is very similar. Okay, and you're calling from where?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay, I've been to Virginia, but not quite there. Anyway, how can I help you?
Hi, I met these two people at this place I was staying at, and I was wondering, because I got both of their numbers, if I'm going to be able to hang out with them.
Yes. Where were you staying, and why were you staying?
It was like a health facility, and basically I was getting some classes about my mental health and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And how to deal with certain stresses.
With this virus, it doesn't help. Definitely you will be able to see them again and hang out. But it seems they're all going through their journeys. So don't take it personal. If they should say, no, not right now or whatever, don't take it personal because they're going through a lot of things.
Yeah, I definitely won't.
Yeah, but eventually you will, and you've gotten a lot better. So hang in there and do
Thank
the
you.
Work. It's important, okay?
All right. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Bye.
You have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Johnny, anything else, or can I continue with Barbara?
Well, area code 302 is next, if you want to put that on.
Okay, go ahead.
302, you're on the air.
Give out your number, please.
516-531-9874.
Okay, for a free reading. You got to say that, for a free reading. Okay, who do we have? Okay.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Where are you calling from?
Delaware, the first state.
Yes. One I haven't been to, but I've heard it's very lovely. And what do you do up there in Delaware?
I'm a mental health counselor.
Oh, God, am I manifesting that right now? Do we need one after all we're talking about? I mean, are you getting, you're only kidding. Right? Hello?
I'm sorry.
We're only kidding. You got this, right?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
All right. Do you understand what we're talking about?
I think you were talking about like The Bachelor.
No.
Oh.
I don't think you were listening. We're talking about Sex and the City.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking about 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, my God. Oh, train wreck.
Have you seen that one?
I can't watch it. I can't watch it. No.
Why? Because they're all pickle? And we know this.
No.
Yeah, because I deal with these people all day long.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but you know what? What does it say for Barbara and me who are addicted to it, watching it?
I actually know other people that are addicted to it. You know, it's entertainment.
Oh, okay.
It's like the real high life.
The one good thing is when I'm watching this, whatever problem I have, I no longer have.
Exactly.
And that's wonderful. But anyway, how can I help you, lovely lady? We may need a counselor, Barbara.
So there is like turmoil at work. And I am just wondering if you see me still working there in 2022.
Well, I can't look at the year, okay?
Oh, okay.
I can say this much. What is the turmoil, please?
What is the what?
Turmoil.
So new owners, and they are cutting people, and we are overworked. Mm-hmm. We're stressed out.
Okay, I got it. Are you aware there are a gazillion jobs out there?
Well, yeah, but I mean, the devil that you know, type of thing, you know.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you, please listen, and I'm very serious. If you stay there, you will need a mental health person to help you out of the mess, because they are doing this on purpose. To cut all kind of costs, and it's sad. They're cheating. Is there government money involved?
They're a state contractor. So
what I thought.
Yeah.
Some of the money is being pocketed in their own pockets, and they're not wanting to pay people. So they're in a lot of trouble. Okay? Now, if you stay there, I hate to say this, but you're stupid. You can get a job anywhere. You can help people privately. You're very good at what you do. Don't let them put you down.
Well, thank you.
Just think about it, okay?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's too many million jobs out there, and there's not enough of you guys who help people.
Yeah, well, we don't get paid a lot, and we all have to have state licenses and master's degrees and, you know, CE. You credit.
I'm aware of that, but why don't you? Why can't you work somewhere else? I mean, you can go to the hospital and work. There's a million places.
No, the hospital won't hire me because I'm not a social worker. I'm an LPC, and LPCs don't have Medicare. They can't bill for Medicare.
Oh. Can you go back to school and get a higher level where you could get qualified for Medicare?
I'm not. I would have to get a whole different. I would have to go back and get a social worker degree. And I just...
And
I'm 61, so... And I just got this degree.
Okay. Well, the point is, someone will hire you, and you could work for someone else if you wanted to. And they are going to get busted. I will tell you that in the future. I don't know when, but they will get busted. Because what
The old company did get busted. They have two lawsuits.
Well, you're in for more, okay?
Oh, okay.
So what I'm picking up is on the past, but also on the future.
Oh, okay.
So just be aware of it, okay, sweetheart?
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, Barbara, that was something.
Yeah,
Barbara?
It makes me wonder, how long is a person supposed to work until they can retire in the normal workforce out there? Because sometimes I think I should be retired because I'm tired.
There's no retiring anymore. Anyway, going back to this.
What did you say?
You know, the thing is, when you manifest something, the stuff we were talking about was very mental, but it was, and we manifested someone that could help us, so that was kind of neat. But made me feel good of her saying she has a lot of people that watch these shows, and you know, and then she has a lot of people she helps that are in connection with these shows. You know, the 90 days.
I want to up my manifestation skills. Because I literally manifest things I want, and that is often at the side of the dumpster for me, which was a puffy, vinyl, white, perfect condition backboard for my daughter's queen-size bed, which was sitting right there for me. I paid a worker $5 to bring it in. She loves it. And so many other times this has happened to me with cost so much. Dale, I can't even tell you how much it does happen.
Okay, Barbara, when you're psychic, I manifest everything. And that's why I was wondering when I'm starting to manifest somebody who's in connection with the mental field, I'm going, I got to question my sanity, you know?
Yeah, it really is. That's all quite very interesting. I'm glad
you
I'm so tuned now.
You are. Did you say you got a dog, a puppy?
No, but now I'm back to thinking of getting a kitty cat because I really am lonely sometimes because my daughter, she's 14. She's always with her friends. I don't feel like I have anybody to cuddle. And a kitty cat would be so sweet. But I just don't like the
little
box. No, they
don't cuddle. Barbara, they don't cuddle.
Do I have to get a dog?
Not like a dog. They are very independent, do their own thing. And if you're lucky, they may come up and give you kisses, but they're very, and the smell is kind of outrageous, even with the litter thing. You can't get the smell out.
No.
And if you were to move, you'd be really responsible for that. So I'm going to say, no, don't do that. No.
Okay. I have my birdies. I want to get another bird. Remember I told you something good was going to happen for Christmas?
Yeah.
Maybe it's one more bird, and I want to get a long cage. Like, you know how people have aquariums that are beautiful in their homes? And I made something up. I invented something, and I'm not going to talk about it on air, but it's for birds.
Cool.
Tell me something about that. Do you feel like this is something that could be successful, this invention of mine?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yes. You should talk to, there's people that do that. Anyway, I wanted to tell you one thing that's happening now. Hawaii got hit with a major storm. I don't know. Did you see it on the news?
I had
in
a
Maui?
Dream that you texted me. Isn't that weird? Okay. Phenomenon now. Paranormal. I had a dream. Hawaii was underwater. I turned on the news and there was a huge storm. Isn't that weird?
That is weird because I was thinking of it so hard. Richard and I were talking about it, but what's weird is that storm is coming here to Nevada, and they're calling for, 4 feet of snow at lake level. That's like, and one drop, that's like unheard of. And they're talking about down in the valley. I know.
It's
down
the same
in, yeah,
storm
well,
from your home to another home that you
yeah,
call both places home.
Yeah, but right. But it goes from west to east. And so that storm is going to hit us. There's no ifs and buts about it. And so everybody's scrambling. It's one of those scrambles.
When?
Is it due? Supposed to be starting Sunday or Monday all the way to Thursday.
Should we be checking on you? Mm-hmm. Johnny, we need to check on them.
Yeah, you could. Good. I have
a
snowboard.
Johnny there.
I have a snowboard.
Does Johnny have anything to say? Johnny,
no, I'm right
know.
Here.
He's so quiet today.
I'm
He's
right
very
here.
Quiet today. What about the storm that's coming and our predictions?
I mean, it's sad. I mean, I'm worried everybody is okay. So.
No. Lake Tahoe is used to it. They already have the snowplows out. Everybody's ready. Everybody's on guard. What they do at the lake is they stock up on food. And we used to do this years ago for a month or two. You stock up on food. You have snow blowers. And the roads, the main roads, are always snow blowed. They're always open because we have skiers. So the skiers are are, it's their delight. It's their delight, fresh powder.
Oh, great.
And it's coming.
Well, how is Christmas shopping in your household? Do you go out anymore? Do you do it all online?
Well, I go out every day. I mean, you know, and Richard and I, we go swimming and go to the store and eat out and everything. Down here, it's fine. There's very little
COVID.
But
shopping.
Oh,
forget
Christmas
about the
shopping?
Weather. I'm just saying, you and your household,
yeah.
Do you like to Christmas shop online or not?
Yes, I
yes.
do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because Richard
like Amazon?
Buffalo.
Yes.
That's the only place that I will buy something because it's so easy to return it. Richard bought us one of those machines that air fry and roast your chicken and do all that. And I looked at it, and I was so excited because that's what I really wanted. But then I tried it out, and I made the fries. Oh, my God. It was like leather, and I realized I don't like air fried.
No, you did it wrong. Please, try it again. We put everything
no,
in
I
there.
Got rid of it.
Oh, yes. Every frozen food, it comes out perfectly.
No, I don't want it. I sent it back to Amazon one day. I got my... from years ago, Ronco Air, you know, where you can make chicken, prime rib, and the whole bit of rotisserie. I had it before, and I love it. So mine wore out, so I'm glad I got that instead.
Okay.
But
I just don't have room for that. But
well,
anyway,
I just
love the air fryer.
Yeah.
I wish you would have called me. I would have, you know, helped you out with that because we do everything. That's in that. But we got ours at the 99-cent store, believe it or not. Last Christmas
what?
For $5.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I get lucky. I also got a new whole nother set of golf clubs right next to the dumpster. When I already found the other one for $12, remember, I thought that was a good deal. Now this was completely free. And these are even better quality. I think that's a sign. That's what I wanted to ask you, Dale. Do you think you're always telling me, Barbara, make sure you're, you know, aware of your signs that are happening. Well, now I got this other set of golf clubs, and I want to play, and I have this great idea to where I'm going to do a YouTube channel with me and a girlfriend, which I've already asked her, and she's totally in, to be like a golf duo and go around the world and actually be celebrity playboy playmate golfers. What do you think about that idea? And she's like all into it. And also my stepbrother's written a script about golfing, a fun, like kind of a spoof on golf. And I'm already the star of that.
I'm being honest. I don't see it. First of all, you got this channel of Roku. And I mean, you got your, what channel is that? That Johnny gave
YouTube,
you?
My YouTube channel, but I want to play golf so badly. So why not kill two birds with one stone and get all of wonderful golf tournaments out there to hire us?
You asked me what I saw, and I told you, but you can go do what you want. It's fine.
Well, no, I'll take that into heed because here's the thing. The first time that you told me that I was going to go and be a star and nail something out of the park, it happened, and that was to do with golf. So I'm just thinking, if I'm on my sport path, my golf path, need a sport in my life. Actually,
I love golf.
Socialize, because I don't know anybody around here.
And I love golf.
Maybe that's
love
not
it.
The right avenue, but I still need to play golf, right?
Yes, I love golf. Mm-hmm. It's very good for you. It's awesome, and I love it. In Hawaii, I must have done every course possible, but years ago, I absolutely love it. And, you can just do whatever you want.
But you're right. I do have my Roku channel, but I need content for the Roku channel. So I thought anything I do would be content.
Yeah, but you also have the blue jeans, don't you?
Well, anybody has blue jeans. It's just like Zoom. It's a platform anybody could use on a daily basis whenever they want to. Johnny seems to like blue jeans. I don't know why.
Blue jeans. You were going to interview Richard. You haven't gotten to that yet.
I know. Well, I don't know. It just was one of those things where Barbara had to take some time for Barbara, and all other avenues that Barbara was doing were having to be put on the back burner. And it worked, though, because I need a balance in life. And if I don't take care of my home and my decor and my organization, I cannot actually be productive because I can't find anything. So I took some time out to do that, and now I feel organized to move forward.
Well, we were looking at going back to Hawaii, and then the storm hit, and
it was
like incredible. The storm was crazy, and it wiped out Maui and wiped out part of the Big Island. But they have a bigger problem in Hawaii, one that I don't see an answer to, and it's very upsetting. And the Navy has leaked oil into the water by the Navy base in that area, which is Pearl Ridge and whatever. And I think things are being hidden because that is more than just the one area. And I feel that people are drinking the water and they're getting very ill. So that's another reason.
Sorry, I just wanted to let you know we have some calls that are waiting to come on.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. That's what I want to do.
We have about four.
Okay,
so
that's
fine. I'm going to go ahead and
move
the first one. 917, you're on the air.
Hey, Belle, how are you?
I'm just super fine. How are you? And happy holidays. What is your name?
My name is Stacy, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hey, all right. How is it? I'm from Jersey originally, and I love New York City. It's one of my favorite places. Did you go get to see the tree yet at Rockefeller Center?
You know what? I'm actually going tomorrow to see the tree.
Must have just picked up on that. Okay. It's beautiful. I used to ice skate in that area right at, Rockefeller Center, right by the tree, and I found it to be the most exhilarating and fun thing to do. I loved it. Of course, I love New York. Anyway, how can I help you?
Yeah, I have a quick question. I was thinking about doing a temporary move to Long Island. It's not long term. Do you think I can do that? Possibly think it's a good idea?
Well, first of all, I have to know, why are you doing it?
Well, one. I have a job out here, okay? Because I really wanted to move to New Jersey. I don't have a. I'm still moving to New Jersey, but I just wanted to, to see if you think it would be just a good idea to move out here temporarily, or just move to New Jersey only.
Move to New Jersey. I've been in both places. I grew up in Jersey, but you'll be very much more happier in Jersey. There's a lot more wide open spaces and fun. What part of Jersey are you looking at?
Edgewater.
I don't know where that is. Where is that near?
That's like in North Bergen, right across the George Washington Bridge, over in that area.
Got it. My cousin lives in North Bergen. Beautiful area. Rockefeller country. Just gorgeous. Move to Jersey.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So take the New Jersey move. Okay. I will.
Yes. Skip Island and Long Island. I mean, it's beautiful too, but very expensive. And then you have Jersey, which is moderate too. So, I mean, that area you want is expensive too, but it's absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, I see. All right. And then
you can take the train now into, Penn Station, so it's fine.
Okay, so I'm just going to do that New Jersey apartment. Okay, and you think that's going to come up by spring, between February and spring?
You don't have it yet?
Not yet. It's not available. It won't be available until maybe either no later than spring, no later than February. January or February.
All right, just wait for it. You'll be very happy.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm waiting. Okay.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Ma'am. Okay, and our next one is 856 area code. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, who's this?
Rosemaria.
Hi, you've called before, huh?
Right. a while ago.
Okay. So, what city are you in?
I'm in the Cherry Hill, Marlton area.
Okay. Another Jersey girl. Okay. How can I help you, sweetie?
I was wondering if I was going to travel for business next month or March.
Okay, where do you work? What type of work?
Overseas.
Okay.
I'm remotely right now.
Okay, the problem with that is you will travel, but not when you think you will. They've shut down a lot of countries due to the COVID now. Even Paris and London and a lot of places are shut down again, and they're not letting people in. They're not letting him in from South America, and they're not letting him in from the U.S. as well. So just be careful. Check. You will travel, but not when you think you will. Okay?
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. The next one, and I'm sorry, just that we had some people wait. 831 area code, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if there's anything that's going to improve.
I need your name first.
Hi, Vivian.
I'm sorry?
Vivian.
Oh, Vivian. And what city are you, where are you calling from?
I'm in Florida now.
Okay. Now, what was the question?
You know, conditions have been pretty much the same for a long time, and I have planted seeds for improvement. And, you know, nothing's come up, and I'm just wondering if it will. Or if the seeds are, maybe I need to plant some more, or they didn't grow, or, you know, it's just getting a little tiresome.
Okay, I need to know what it's getting. What is getting tiresome?
Well, working on changes but not having anything manifest or happen in my life circumstances.
You're not the only one. Due to the COVID virus, everything is changing. I mean, I've gotten used to the word change. I never liked change, but guess what? Every day is a change. I went to Jack in the Box yesterday, and they said, we're out of food. We don't have food, nor do we have workers. And you go, okay, so let's go to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Finally ended up at Taco Bell. But I'm telling you that everything is changing. You're not the only one. And you can manifest for a lot of things right now, but because of what's going on in the world, it's just slow coming. Now, sorry, I can't give you better news. You just just have to take one day at a time.
Okay.
Okay?
That's
the best I can tell you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, John, I want to give out my phone number first.
Okay.
808 Dale, D-A-Y-L-E. Shear, SCHEAR.com. Look up my website. Look up who I am. 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816 or DaleShear.com. Also, we'll go to the next one.
Oh, the next caller is area code 347. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Tanika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
We got all New Yorkers today. What can I say? Okay, what's happening? What do you need to know, Tanika?
I wanted to know if you could connect with someone on the other side for me. I just have a question about it. Okay.
I can try, sweetheart. Okay, who is the person?
The person's name is John Reynolds. He played a part in a movie called Torgo. The movie's name was Manos, The Hands of Fate. So I saw this actor on screen recently, and he just touched me a lot. He passed away when he was fairly young, and I found out his birth date. He was born in the same day as me. He played a cripple on the screen, but there's just something that was really painful about watching him, and I'm not surprised to find out that he took his life. So it's been really affecting me in the last couple of days, and there's nothing really that you could find about him on the internet or anything, because I guess he lived really quietly and he passed away young. So I just wanted to, I feel so bad,
okay.
And I wanted to find out.
I need to make a statement and clear you up, okay? You need a clearing. You really do, a cleansing. Do you have anybody in your area that does cleansings at all?
No. I did Reiki once, but that was like in summer.
Okay. No, that's not a cleansing. They go over your body and take out all the negativity and take out all the pain and take out all the suffering. I've had many of those. Check around with some spiritual people in your area to see who might do some cleansings. But what you have to understand is we have a time to be born. We have a time to die. No one can mess with that. No one. I mean, sure, your life can be saved for a while, but then it'll go back and revert to the same thing. He was very troubled, and there was medication involved. And yes, he took his life. Your life, you're supposed to go on and not be involved with this, because when you get involved with stuff like this, they can hear your prayers, a lot of those things, and then you force them back to earth. So he needs to do whatever he needs to do or whatever path he needs to go on in that area. And you have to give him the space to do it. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, so he does not belong in your life. He has passed on, and you need to just give him the space to go and do whatever he needs to do. There is no connection with you and him. Or I'm going to send you to that first lady who called. You know? No, but I'm saying there's no connection. And you need a cleansing, and you need to have a life, and you need to move on. That's what I got, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That's the best I can tell you, sweetheart. Just hang
Thank
in
you,
there.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Hey, Johnny, do you have any more?
I think that's it. I mean, I have one person. We have one caller, but I was not able to tweet it, and they don't say that they're asking to be put on the air. There's a little symbol. But I can try to put the person on the air if you like.
No, I'd like you to quit screening and just you can give out our number one more time. Give out the number one more time so if anybody calls, because if they don't have
the number,
they can't call.
It's 516-531-9874 is the number. And
yeah, you've been doing good. Every time you give out the number, we get callers because they don't really know the number, or it's not, you know, they can't remember it, that type of thing.
What? They're getting smart, though. They're calling right when we go live. They're getting to know the time. They don't want to call, you know, a quarter tell and then sit there forever, right? Because we got a lot during the show.
That's
right.
True. Last time, I mean, we've gotten good calls this show and this past show. Don't you agree, Dale?
I'm sorry, Johnny. What?
No, we've got some good calls this show in the last show.
Wait a minute. You just broke up. So I didn't hear anything you said.
We've had a good result for this show in the last show.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very much so. And very enjoyable and everything. And Barbara, did you hear what I was saying about cleansings?
Yes. And what would you cleansing is? Because I know that she said that she burned some sage and wasn't so into it like last summer. But what would you describe as a good cleanse?
Okay. Well, I've gone to many people that I know in Hawaii that do cleansings. And it's just referrals. I've been referred to these people and they became my good friends. And I used to go like once every 6 months, because you know what happens is when you do readings, you get a lot of that debris onto you. So you want to get a cleansing with it. They don't touch you, but it's like hands going over your whole body and going out, you know. It's called
an
actual...
And they probably say some things. What else do they do? Can you describe
more? No. I mean, you know, it's just like you sit in a chair and they will put the hands on all the chakra points and cleanse it out. I once had a very weird, I had a rabbi do it. My teacher wanted me to go to this rabbi and he screamed and yelled and got whatever was out of me. It's weird.
Wow.
It's kind of weird. But
and you can carry that back to your home to cleanse your home? To cleanse your home, though? So if you cleanse yourself, are you cleansed at home?
No. To cleanse your home is something different. In Hawaii, they do tea leaves at every corner of the house, and then they use sage, and then they go through the whole thing. You know, so that's totally different. But when you cleanse yourself...
I have crystals and different stones. Do you, Dale, do you collect different stones that mean different things in your home?
I used to, but I don't have any room anymore. We owned a crystal shop in Hawaii, so I know what you're referring to. So, I mean, you know, it's just like the cleansing is very, very, very important.
I can cleanse my air with your air freshener. I know that.
I guess I got to send you some more.
Give me a little plug there. You can buy a race from Dale here.
We have a product we own. It's called Erase, and it's good for smoke. It's good for marijuana. It's good for everything, and it just erases all the smells. And it's like $4 or $5 a bottle, you know, whatever. And so we sell that. But if anybody interested, they can call. But anyway,
I sprayed that Erase before somebody else went into the bathroom, and then I actually went in there with a face mask thinking the worst was going, I was going to face the worst. No, and I couldn't believe it. It totally was erased. That was amazing.
Well, we bought the company from someone who Georgia Tech made it for us. So it's incredible stuff, and we forget to use it. Like we had smoke here that was so bad from the fires, and we survived by putting Erase in the house and the cars, and you know, so we were able to survive, but it was pretty bad.
I love it. Mm. It's a great product. So, wow. And this was a great show, and you helped a lot of people. And the people that I recognized, which you did as well, that came back a second or third time, they had other things to say, which were different.
Yes.
Like Mika.
Yes.
I remember her for years now calling in. And she had that interesting thing with the actor. And I loved the advice that you gave her. But
that wasn't
you would have
my
seen
advice.
The connection that she felt. Like, what do we do if we're just, you know, we don't have access to you, but we feel some kind of heart-stopping or weird, horrible feeling?
You do have access to me. You can call me at 808-372-1816. Get a reading, and, you know, I can help you in every way possible. I have a lot
everybody.
Of knowledge. I have a lot of knowledge. I've been doing this 30, 40 years. So, you know, I was born with this gift. And I've been all over the world. I think one of my more famous things that I loved doing was I went to Fiji. My friend owned the island of Pavarua. His brother passed away. Anyway, I went to Fiji for 2 weeks. And he picked me up in Nade, Fiji. And they put me by boat to Pavarua. And it's a surfing island, and it's probably one of the most photographed in the world for surf and movies.
Wow.
And I stayed with him for 2 weeks, and he was more interested in the spiritual. And he took me, they had little islands, so by boat we went to each little island, and I did healings on the little children in each of the islands. So it was very, very
nice. Oh, that's
nice.
I would love that. I love those little wonderful rooms that are just on stilts, and there's water below you, It's very romantic, and that is what I'm going to do when I have my man come into my life. I would love to do that with him.
Yeah, that is a beautiful thing, but this is different. These were huts. I mean, these are made out of stucco and stone and very poor. And these people, you know, they had children and they had some illnesses, and I did some healings on them, and it was kind of neat.
And how did they receive you? Did they treat you like a queen, or were they leery of you?
No, because Rick spoke Fijian, and he told them what I do and what I did, and they were very acceptable. It was like I did one after another. It was quite, I had pictures of it. It was really good. The only one that treats me like a queen is Richard.
Oh, really? What a gentleman you are, Richard. Tell us where you learned that from.
that's part of my the DNA being a Leo, you know.
That's true. But was your dad a gentleman?
As much as I remember.
Or did your mother give you these wonderful qualities?
Yeah, my dad passed away when I was about 11 or 12 years old. And then it was just my mom and I. And my mother was a character. I could probably talk for days about her, but she was a character. And
cool.
All that. But,
what was her name?
And she was named after her father, and it came out as Wilburna.
Wilburna, that's a different name, right, Dale?
It is.
Wilburna.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah. She,
wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And
she wanted Richard, she wanted to know why you are so wonderful to women. That's what she wanted to know.
Well, yeah. I think, as I told you, Dale, at one point during the Depression, we were housing several women in our house just to make a go. Now, this is back in the 30s. And so I had two or three women around there training me, if you want to call it that way.
Cool.
Richard, you use that fork, not that fork. You use that spoon, not that spoon. You do this. You walk on the outside when you're with a lady. Going down the street, not the inside, and on and on. And so when you got three women hammering on you, you really don't have much choice.
That's wonderful. There's so many men out there that have never heard of walking on the outside, on the sidewalk, strolling with their woman. And my dad always did that. I'm so old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If we don't carry that on to our kids, then it will be lost. So I doubt
it should be carried.
I agree with
it. It should be carried because the purpose of that is if a car comes up on the street, it'll hit the man, but usually not the woman.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the
whole
point.
Anything.
But
a nudge spray.
Whatever.
Anything.
Okay, I'm ready to eat. Are we out of all things? Johnny, you did a great job.
This is my interview.
Johnny, yes, thank you, Dale.
I think we're going to do the shout-out.
I am.
What?
Thank you.
Wait,
I'm doing the shout-out, everybody, right now.
Wait.
So we can be eating within 15 seconds. Ready?
Johnny, thank you very much.
Aloha.
The more you give your number out, the better off we are.
Okay.
Thank you, Johnny. And we appreciate your hard work. And this is my favorite show. Every Friday, everybody, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, where we have our psychic Dale Scheer, beloved Dale Scheer, giving out free readings. How great is that? And this was another great show. And if you would like to hear yourself, callers, you can, because it's going to be on our YouTube channel, Life Laughter Happiness. And you can find all of our other shows that Dale does every Friday and puts a lot of other great stuff right there. And visit us on our group page. That's fun, right, Johnny? Life Laughter Happiness Facebook group. and Twitter, Instagram. There's always so much that we can learn from you, Dale, and we appreciate you so very, very much.
Thank you, and I appreciate you, Barbara and Johnny. And I shout out and a big aloha to you, okay?
Thank you.
DaleShear.com, everybody, 808-372-1816, all week. She's available for you. Okay,
good night,
everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha, Barbara.
Aloha.